So we saw yesterday in the Gemara a chiluk, very important chiluk, between a reach ra sheyesh lo ika and a reach ra she'ein lo ika. We said if it's a reach ra sheyesh lo ika, there were two opinions. You have to distance yourself four amos from the actual tsoya, or is that not enough? You've got to distance yourself four amas from where the end of the reach is, and that's where we paskin. And then the last thing we saw in the Gemara was about a reach ra she'ein lo ika. If it's a reach ra she'ein lo ika, so the Gemara said, maybe we should have a look at that Gemara again. Bo'u minei merev sheshes. If you got that, the first line on the word, first word on the line is klovim. Bo'u minei merev sheshes. Reach ra she'ein loy ikar ma'u. What's the halach of a reach ra that does not have an ikar? So it's just the odor, the goof, emitted a reach ra, but there is no tangible soya, let's say, which is giving off this reach. What's the halacha? Omar lehu. So he said, Osu chazu hani tzipi. Have a look at these tzipi, the Rashi translated as machzolis, these mattings, mattresses that people are on in the Beis HaMedrash, the Bei Rav, which the Talmidim are sitting on in Yeshiva. Dehani ganu, vahani garsi. There are those who are learning and there are those who are sleeping. So at the same time that there are those who are learning, there are people sleeping. And as Rashi pointed out, when people are sleeping, the chances are that there could be a reach ra being emitted from the goof, albeit a reach ra she'em lo yika. And yet you see that people are learning there. So it seemed to be that you are allowed to say Dvarim Shebekedusha, you're allowed to learn Torah, even in the presence of a reach ra, if it is ein lo yika. However, the Gemara now qualifies that. Vahani mili b'divrei Torah, avol b'kriya shema loy. There is a distinction to be made between kriya shema and divrei Torah. These Talmidim were not saying kriya shema. These Talmidim were learning Torah. To learn Torah in the presence of a reach ra she'en lo yika is indeed permissible, but not kriya shema. Now, what's the difference? So have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Dahani Ganu Vahani Garsi. There were those that were sleeping, there were those who were learning. Va'afalpin, even though, Shederach Hayashainim, even though the way, the normal derech of those sleeping is what? Lahafiach. To emit a reach ra she'en lo yika, and yet they were still learning. So it seemed to be that it's permissible. However, vahani mili legirsa mishum deloy efsha avol kriya shema yetsei lachutz veyikra. Kriya shema, you can always go outside. So we're making a distinction between girsa, which is Talmud Torah, where we say it's loy efsha. What does that mean? It's loy efsha. It's impossible to avoid. Remember, they're learning there the whole time. And if they're learning there the whole time, there's no way that you can expect them to keep on going out every 5 minutes when there's a reach ra she'en lo yika. Ma she'en kein kriya shema is a one-time, short-term project. So that, if there's a reach ra she'en lo yika, you can tell him to step outside the Beis HaMedrash and recite kriya shema there. But you cannot tell him to step outside the Beis HaMedrash to learn. Says the Gemara, one more qualification. The Divrei Torah nami loy omron. And even Divrei Torah, where we said that it is permissible, loy omron elo dechavrei. That's only if the Reach Ra was emitted from his friend's goof. Aval didei loy. But if it's his own goof, then he has to wait. So it says Rashi, Avol adidei hefiach hu atzmoi. If he himself was responsible for this reach ra, albeit she'en lo yika, then mamtin, he should wait ad sheyichle horeach, until the reach moves on. So if the reach is coming from somebody else's goof, then it is permissible for the reason we said before, because it's lo yafsha, otherwise it's an impossible situation. You have 200 people learning in the Beis HaMedrash, or half of them are sleeping, like the Gemara said, so therefore the chances are that there's going to be a continued reach rat, and that's unavoidable. But his own goof, that he does have to take responsibility for, and therefore if there is a reach ra which has come from his own goof, then memela that will be also to say divrei Torah. Kriya Shema, we said, is always also, even if somebody else's goof. But divrei Torah, which is mutar, there is a distinction between his own goof and somebody else's goof. So if you have a look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, Chelek Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskens this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch is to be found in Simon Ayin Tes 79. Ayin Tes Seif Tes. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Tes, Yotza Mimenu Reach. If a Reach, an odor, was emitted from his own goof milamato, then Osur B'divrei Torah. Ad Sheyich Leha Reach. Because this is talking about when it leaves his own goof. And as we said, his own goof is no heter. Ad Ve'im Yotza Mechaveiroi. But if the Oda left somebody else's goof, muta bedivrei Torah. Why? Mishum de'i efsha. Because it's impossible, shatalmidim ketzosom goyrusom, because some of them are learning, the ketzosom yishenim, and some of them are sleeping, as the Gemara tells us. Umafichim b'toich hasheino, whilst they are sleeping, they are emitting this reach ra. So therefore, it's impossible to avoid. It's impossible to avoid. So Chazal waived the Issa. Avol Likra is Kriya Shema, also. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, that's also Ad Sheyichle HaReach, until the Reach has emerged. So Meirav Rabbeisai, we need to now explain, Mishabura does explain to us, have a look at the Mishabura, Siv Cotton Lamed. Very, very important Mishabura. Says the Mishabura Skotan Lamud, Mutta B'divrei Torah. He's allowed to recite Divrei Torah if the Reach is coming from somebody else's goof. Mishum, the Reach Ra She'en Loi Iker. Because a Reach Ra which does not have an Iker, who Osur Rak Midrabonon. This is the key. If it is a reach ra sheyesh loy ikka like tsoyo, then that is an issa doiraisa. And if it is an issa doiraisa, then clearly there's no room to differentiate between whether it is efsha or efsha. If it's asa, then it's asa. Finished. Nothing to negotiate. So why in our Shulchan Aruch are we indeed making a distinction between efsha and not efsha? If it is from his own goof, somebody else's goof, says the Mishabura, because when you're dealing with a reach ra she'ein loy ikar, that is only an issa derabonon. So if it's an issa derabonon, obviously there's more room for leeway. Lekach leigozru bazeh mipnei bittel Torah. So that's why they were not gozer there, because of bittel Torah. If you're going to tell the Talmidim to keep on leaving the Beis HaMedrash every 5 minutes, that'll cause a bittel Torah. But of course, that heter can only be evoked once we've established that a reach ra she'en lo yika is an issa drabonon only. So if it's a drabonon, there's more room to play around for negotiation.
What is that Rosh Tevos at the end? Va'ayin mem aleph?
Va'ayin mogen avrom. See further details in the mogen avrom, and he will discuss this at length. However, we said, to be koyre kriya shema would be aser. Says the Mishnah Brura, all for that matter, oy levorech shum bracha. Any other bracha, remember the difference between kriya shema and davening is a kriya shema, you can just pop out for a second, so too for a bracha. Says the final Mishnah Brura, lamed beis, also why? The efsha lotzeis lachutz velikrois, because he can always go outside of the Beis HaMedrash and recite Kriya Shema there.
The Mishnah Berurah keeps using the Beis Medrash, but this is in the home also.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter. Just...
Correct, yeah. Okay, so for these, there's other halachas over here, Ayin Shom, but these are very, very important. These are very, very important halachas. This is Mamash Nege in the middle. Somebody's, for example, in the middle of davening. Middle of Shemona Esrin, suddenly there's a Reach Ra, She'ein Loi Ika. So if it's coming from somebody else's goof, then he'd be allowed to continue. Obviously, we can't tell in the middle of Shemona Esrin to have to leave the Beis HaMedrash.
It's not necessary to pause in your own Shemona Esrin until the Reach Ra disappears.
Only if it's coming from your goof. Now, every person can pause, yeah, of course, matov umanoyv, but he's certainly not expected to leave the Beis HaMedrash. When it comes to learning, the same thing, but Kriya Shema is different. Kriya Shema is a short-term thing, and you can either wait, as you mentioned, Rabbi Eliyahu David, or you can leave the Beis HaMedrash. So too for a bracha. Okay, back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Second word on the line, Itmar. Tsoya Oiveres. Now, we're going back to our subject of Tsoya. Remember, Tsoya is a Reach Ra Sheyesh Lo Ika. And that's much more serious. That's a question of a Deiraisa, not just a Derabono. So here we're talking about Tsoya Oiveres. What does Oiveres mean? Oiveres means it is moving in front of him. Until now, we've been discussing, there he is in the field or wherever it may be, and there is tsoya on the ground. Here, the tsoya is not on the ground, it's traveling, it's in transit in front of him. Now, how can that be? Says Rashi, tsoya oiveres. Adam shenoisim lefonov, a person whom they're carrying in front of him, graf shel rei lahavirei. Now we all know the phrase graf shel rei from Hilchos Shabbos and Muktzah, but we need to know what translation of the words are. Graf shel rei is basically the actual portable Beis HaKiseh. Remember, they did not have the Beis HaKiseh in the times of the Gemara that we do now. At best, they had some sort of bowl, some sort of kli, and that was used, but it was portable. So every so often, it needed to be carried out the house and emptied. So imagine if somebody is carrying this graf shel rei, this portable Beis HaKiseh, which has tsoya in it, and you're in the middle of davening. So the tsoya is traveling in transit in close proximity to you. That's the question. That's called tsoya oiveres. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, that is a machloikas. Abaya oma muta likrois kriya shema. Abaya says you are allowed to recite Kriya Shema even in the presence of the Tsoya. Why? Because it's Tsoya Oiveres. Why should that make a difference? We'll see in a second. Says Rashi, Muta Likrois, Vein Sarach Lahafsik. Does not need to stop, you can just carry on. However, Rava disagrees. Rava Oma, Osa Likrois Kriya Shema. Rava says it's also to recite Kriya Shema. Now, remember, we've already mentioned this a number of times, and we need to point it out again. When we are dealing with tzoya in your vicinity, in your immediate rishus, which issa is it? V'hoya machanecha kodesh. Your machane needs to be kodesh. Your domain needs to be kodesh in order to be permitted to recite Dvarim Shebekedusha. With the big question becoming, what's considered my machane? So until this point, we've always discussed, what's the definition of my machane? 4 amas. If it's within 4 amas of me, that's my machane. Remember we discussed yesterday, if it's at a height of asara tfachim, that's different, that's in a different rishus. So therefore, this is really the discussion. When I have something which is in within 4 amas of me, but it's in transit, it's moving, it's not stationary, is that considered to be in my machane? Maybe it's only considered to be in my machane if we're both here on a permanent basis. We're both not in motion. But if the tzoya is a tzoya oiveres, that's the discussion over here. Maybe that's not a violation of machanech HaKadosh because he's only here on a temporary basis. That's the shaila over here. So our bias seem to be of the opinion that this is not a problem. It's clearly not considered that you're both in the same machane. He's just in transit, the tzoya. Whereas Rava forbids this. It says the Gemara. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Mino Amina Lo. From where do I say this? In other words, what's the source? What's my makor for this halacha? Remember, Abaye is the lenient opinion over here. So Abaye says, how did I know? Where did I get this from? That the fact that Tzoya is Iveres, that makes things better. Why should it be better? Says Abaye, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you where I'm coming from. The Tanan, because the Mishnah says the following. This is a Mishnah in Nagoim. Nagoim is the halachas of Tzara'as. Now we need to know, similar to the halachas that we just read on Shabbos, Tumas Meis or Tumas Oyel, so similar halachas apply also to somebody who is a metzora. If I come into close proximity of a metzora, if we're both in the same bias, then I become tomei as well. He's tomei anyway as a metzora, but I will become tomei as well by virtue of the fact that we're in the same oil. So here comes now the same question. What happens if I'm in an oil and the metzora walks through, is in transit? If we're both there stationary, we're in the same oil. But what happens if he's in transit? Or the other way around? What happens if the Metzora is in the bias and I am in transit? Both ways round. So this is exactly what that Mishnah in the Goyim is discussing. Have a look at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hatome Oimed Tachas Ho'ilom. If the Tome, meaning the Metzora, is standing underneath a tree, and remember, a tree can also be an oil. Rabbi Yosef, do you remember in Golders Green? In Golders Green, there's a street called Hoop Lane. And Hoop Lane is covered by very, very big trees. And on the side of that street is a Beis HaKvaris. And for a while, there was a whole big discussion, are Koyanim allowed to travel down that street? Because if they stand under that tree, that tree is being ma'ahil, is acting as an oil for the kvorim in the Beis HaKvaris, in which case the Koyan cannot go under the tree because he's in the same oil as the oil hamis.
But if there's if the goof of any mace there is there's a halal
between
the goof and the top of the aron.
Right, that was part of the discussion. How exactly were they buried? Was there a halal tefach there? 100%. That was a discussion, yeah. Says the Mishnah, as quoted by the Gemara. Hatome oimed tachas o'ilom. If the tome was standing underneath the tree, the tome meaning the metzora. Vahatohir, and the pure, non-tome person, oiver, he now walks oiver. He does not stand under the tree. Oiver, he passes by under the tree. Tome, he becomes tome. So remember, the metzora is stationary. The tahir is in transit. He is not standing under the tree, but rather he is passing through. So the halacha is he becomes tome. We'll see further details in a moment in Rashi. Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, but what would be if tahir oimed tachas ha'ilon? If the tahir person was the one standing underneath the tree, the tomei oiver, and the metzora is the one who is in transit, guess what? Tahir. Unless the im omad tomei. Unless the metzora actually stands there, stationary, then obviously the tahir will become tomei. So what do I see in this Mishnah? That if you have somebody or something which is tome, if it is merely passing through the oil, it's not matame. It's not matame. So for when the tohir person is standing underneath the tree, if the metzore stands there, then indeed the tohir will become tome. But if the metzore does not stand there, but rather he just passes by, albeit underneath the tree, so if you'd photograph them, you would see them standing next to each other in this ohel. But because he is not stationary, he is in motion, he's not metame. And says the Mishnah in conclusion, v'chein, so too, be'even hamanugas. So too, if we're dealing with a stone that has a tsaras on it, manugas, the word nega. So we know that tsaras can hit a person's goof, clothing, or a house. So imagine you have an even which has a nega on it, and the same halachas would apply. So if the tahir person is standing underneath the tree, and the even which has the tsaras on it is not sitting under the tree with him stationary, but rather it just passes by, then what will be the halacha? Allah would be that the tahir person remains tahir. So I see a tremendous yesod over here, that when I have something which is tummy and has the capacity, has the ability to be metame, somebody who is tahir, if they're in the same oil, but if they are passing through, the tummy is not stationary, it will not be tummy. It will not be metame. So Abaya says, if that's the case, I can derive from there, the same would be true in our case as well. That when you have the tsoya, even though this tsoya has the capacity, as it were, to be metame my machane, because this is the issue, oy machanech hakodosh, but it will not do so if it is in transit. Just like the metzoya or the even is only metame when it's stationary, so too the tsoya is only going to be metame, the machane, as it were, if indeed it is stationary. But if it is tsoya oiveres, if it is non-stationary, it's in transit, no problem. Says Abaya, that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the Mishnah in Negoim. So have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Hatomei oimed tachas ha'ilon. Which tomei? A metzora. V'loi benoisei es hameis koi. So Says Rashi, we are not talking about somebody who is actually carrying a dead body. That's not the Tomei that we are talking about. When we're discussing Tomei over here, we're talking about somebody who is Tomei as a Metzora. But not if you're carrying a dead body. Why would a dead body be different? Says Rashi, the mace. If you're dealing with a body that's dead, loishna oimed, it makes no difference whether they're standing, veloishna yoshev, or whether they're sitting, veloishna hoilech, or whether they're in transit. We do not make that distinction. In all cases, oihel hu. It is an oil. If at the end of the day, the tahir person is in the same oihel as the dead person, even for a split second, it makes no difference whether the mace is in transit or stationary. It makes no difference whatsoever because they're in the same oil.
Is that because the mace is an av, a tuma, and the person might be a penny?
No, because there is a special posse, because Rashi is going to continue. Says Rashi, the government, soira katanila. We are not discussing a mace. We are discussing a metzora. Why is a metzora different? A metzora is different. Katani lo b'toiras koyanim, the goli bei rachmona. Because the Torah has been megale to us, yeshiva. Not because a metzora is more or less or a different type of tuma, but rather there is a special Pasuk written with regard to a Metzora, yeshiva. Where does it say anything in Metzora about yeshiva? Dechsev, bodod yeshev. He has to sit alone, michutz lemachane moishavoy. His moishav will be outside of the machane. So you see that what? And with regard to Metzora, we talk about Moishavoy and Bodod Yeshev. So it's not the fact that a Metzora is a different type of Tumah to Tumas Mace. Rather, Tumas Mace, there is no requirement for the Mace to be a Yeshev. Even if the Mace is a Hoylech, the same halachas would apply. Whereas a Metzora has to be a Yeshev. It's got to be a Yeshev. He's got to be there permanently. And if he's there permanently, that's when he has the ability to be metame. But if he's just passing through, then not.
So what that means is that Metzora is the only one that has this kula of just passing through, but all other right. forms of all other forms of tuma, even if they're oferis, they're metame.
Right. And that, therefore, you are already, Rabbi Leo David, really alluding to the fact that therefore it's a little bit difficult to compare what we're discussing. The Gemara is talking about Tsoya Oiveres. And Abaya said, I'm deriving the Aloha of Tsoya Oiveres from the Aloha of Tsoras. Now, as you rightly point out, Rabbi Leo David, if this is a very specific Aloha in Tsoras, which does not apply to other tumors, then who gives you the right to derive from over there soya oiveres? As you quite rightly point out, in the case of a mace, for example, we do not make this distinction. It makes no difference whether the mace is stationary or being carried. So maybe soya is exactly the same. Abaya says, no, I'm comparing that to metzora. We're going to see in a moment the Gemara is unhappy with the comparison.
Yeah, because is Tsoa Tame?
No.
No.
But as the comparison, as it were, of being Matame, quote unquote, my Machane, which as you rightly point out, that's not the same as Tsoras. So who gives Abaya the right to compare the two? So we'll see that in a moment. So look at Rashi. We'll miss out one Rashi for a moment. Just go to Eben Hamanugas. Eben Hamanugas, Harehi Kemetzoira is like a Metzoira, Shehikisha Hakosov, because the Torah has compared them. Zois HaTorah, Lechola Negat Tsoras, Lanesek, Ulutsaras, a beged ula bayis. A bayis has an evan in it, so we compare that to all other halachas of tzara'ah. So exactly what we said with regard to a metzora is true also with regard to an evan hamanugas. So either way, Abaye has told us this is where he's coming from. Oiveres, he's based. V'rova omar, Rova disagrees. I'm very sorry, says Rova. I see no comparison between a metzora and tzoya. You cannot compare the two. Why not? The Rava Omalacha, Rava says to you, Hossam, over there, where's there? With regard to Tzoralia Milsa, the matter is dependent on permanence. Why? Because as we said before, Diksiv Bird Bodod Yeshev Michutz La Machane Moishovoy. Moishovoy means what? His place of residing, place of permanence. So Rava says, I'm very sorry to tell you, it is a local and specific halacha that pertains only to Tzoras. In the case of Tzoras, it says quite clearly, Moishovoy. Moishovoy means it's got to be permanent. So there, and only there, that's where we can make the distinction between is the passing through. However, Hocha. But with regard to our discussion, we're not dealing with Tzoras. We're dealing with the parasha of Tzoya and Kriya Shema. V'hoya machanecho kadosh, quote unquote, Omer Achmona. The Torah has required your machane to be kadosh, v'holeka, and it isn't. The fact that the Tzoya is in transit makes no difference. That is only relevant if the Torah clearly stipulates there has to be kvius, permanence. And where does the Torah stipulate that? Only with regard to Tzoras. But with regard to Vaya Machanecha Kodosh, the Torah does not stipulate it. So if at the end of the day, you and the Tzoya are in the same Rishus, well, that will be a problem. Do not compare this to Tzoras, because Tzoras has different rules. So Rava therefore completely rejects Abaye's claim that he has a proof from Tzoras. There is no connection whatsoever. If you look briefly, we just have a couple of moments left, but look briefly at the Shulchan Aruch. In Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel 76, Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel, you'll see that we pass tonight Rava. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he'eviru tzoyar lefonov, osur likrois kenegda. Well, there it is. The Shulchan Aruch does not even bring two opinions on the subject. Clearly says it is osa. That means we paskin like Rava. There's a long discussion in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll leave that for another time. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow with the Gemara and also the relevant Shulchan Aruch.
Oh.
Okay, call to the room. Have a great day.
Okay. Yeah.